Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming. We here now. We here now. We here now. We here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, get a living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in the jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't changed. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us. You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish a mic.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor that none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the true church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work. But they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lies talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now.
Humankind was one with God in perfect peace. But in this oneness, humankind knew not the existence of God, and so the journey began. Humanity was cast out of that perfect peace in order that the Creator may be known by the created, that they who would be raised to perfection and regain what they have long realized has been lost to themselves, may do so only through utter self-abnegation, by dying to all that to the eyes and the reason of the outer world is precious and desirable. Those that dare walk this path are indeed the spiritual mind.
Since I was 8, had me doing things I hate, which turns
arrogance and self-hate. So I'm getting weaker, which gave you power to procreate. So hate turns into rage, like a tiger in a cage. Bottled up, you ain't show your face till a much later age. Inside my soul is screaming from all the spirits that demons don't know the meaning or reason. Can't breathe, I'm choking. I'm wheezing, I had a need for affection, which turned to fear of rejection, which made me cold-hearted, allowed the spirit's depression to enter and undetected. I'm warring against an army, I had no spiritual weapons. I need to be resurrected. The same goes for this nation. They blind to the war that's waging. They focus on occupations like rats racing in mazes or crying in silent pain. They taking out to their veins. They're lonely and brokenhearted. They feel their lives are in vain. Perversion used her uncle to steal away her security. He was lost, the neighbor took away his purity. Anger uses the father to beat his son when he's drunk. His son go get the gun to show the world he is not a punk. And pride enters a man, convince him that he got swag. Now he's breaking hearts, turn the good woman into the bad. And now she's hurt and bitter, rebellion is linked up with a stone cold feminist. No, she will not submit. The sins of our fathers dug up by grave robbers, they plague and torture us. We need our godly father. We are the Joshua generation. It's time for the renovations, tearing the walls down, back to the foundation and back to the cornerstone. Fight till he call us on, but it ain't the time yet. We got martyr mindsets, we getting up out the box and standing up on the rock. We kicking the tables over, we shutting the devil down. We call on the name of Jesus, prophets and interceders, rappers and poets, y'all, teachers, we worship leaders. We stand for the truth, y'all, no time for the compromise. You see the signs in the skies, leaders dropping like flies, follow the lust of eyes. They love what they should despise, they think we're the only God. It's time for true Christians to rise. When will you recognize the enemies running rampant, controlling the multitudes? We sit where we should be standing, speak to it and command it. I reign over the satanic, I follow the Son of Man. Authority's in his hands, power is on his tongue, freedom for everyone. I speak in his name, demons will flee and they start to run. I'm tired of hurt and pain, tired of dirt and stains, sick of this devil that's trying to run me into the grave. Make me a porn slave, make me a weed slave, make me a food slave. I'm tired, I need change. Make me a party slave, make me a coke slave, and make me a money slave. Jesus' name.
Like a thief in the darkness, when I'm at my be watchful and pray, but the enemy wants to keep me away from my Savior. The doubt and my questions to the point of alienation, so he can steal and snatch away the very air that I breathe. He wants me to cease in all conversations with the Lord.
From sin, I bind the spirit that blinds you so you can see again. In Jesus' name, we bring authority. We speak through airways, deliverance is priority. How can you fight a war without an enemy? It's not the Western world, it's not the Middle East, it's not Muslim or Jew, it's not you, it's not me. It's not about all, it's not about weapons of indeed. We decree, we have authority. Yes, we decree, we have authority. We decree, we have the victory.
We have the victory.
Yes, we decree, we have the victory. Addiction, perversion and affliction, shame and adultery, yeah, you got to go. Witchcraft, divination, fear, manipulation.
temptation. Bondage, jealousy, lunacy, you got to go. Gluttony, obesity, insanity, low self-esteem. Vanity, hypocrisy, profanity, you got to go. Hater of humanity, pride, rage, envy, sloth, agony. Pain, yeah, shame, yo, you got to go.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. What's cracking? What's happening? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you and much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. We back at it. Still up on this Bible study. Feeding our faith with the word of the Almighty God. Feeding our faith with the word of the Almighty God. Faith, yeah, your faith, my faith, comes by us hearing the word of God. So we begin to feed our faith and continue to feed our faith with the word of God. God's word, yeah, his word is Jesus. We on this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Yeah, hip-hop and Jesus Bible study. Still on it. You know what I'm talking about? Today's scripture, and you, excuse me, today's scriptures, and you can go ahead and turn to part one. Part one will be 2 Samuel chapter number 5, so you can go ahead and turn there, and I'll meet you there in a few. Part one for these scriptures, for this hip-hop Bible study, hip-hop and Jesus Bible study, part one, 2 Samuel chapter 5, and you can go ahead and go there, 2 Samuel chapter 5. Part two will be Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65 for part 2. And yeah, we done got in them good chapters, some real good chapters in Isaiah. So Isaiah 65 for part 2. Part 3 will be 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter number 4 for part 2. Contact information if you want to contact your homie Oasis. WhenHipHopMeetsTheChrist@gmail.com. WhenHipHopMeetsTheChrist@gmail.com. On YouTube, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ on YouTube. Yep, subscribe to that channel. Also on Facebook, Joshua His Messenger Grant. His Messenger is one word, okay? Joshua His Messenger Grant on Facebook, and on IG, Instagram, at Joshua Oasis Grant. At Joshua Oasis Grant on Instagram. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing us throughout our lives. Thank you, Father, for bringing us throughout these dangerous times, uncertain times in the world that we're living in right now, Father, since last year. Thank you for bringing us through 2020. Thank you for bringing us this far through 2021. Thank you for where you're going to take us. Thank you for keeping us protected. Continue to keep us protected. Let us continue to trust you and believe you and put our hope in you. Let us continue to cling to you. Let us trust you and hope in you over everything else in this world, Father. Have your way in our lives. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for these scriptures. Thank you for the understanding of your scriptures. Thank you for your spirit of truth that leads us and guides us into all of the truth. Thank you, Father. And we're ready for your scriptures. So feed us, feed our faith, and let your will be done. Let it be done all for the glory of you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yeah, we ready. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Again, shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We on this Hip Hop and Jesus. Hip Hop and Jesus Bible study. So we ready for part one, which is going to be 2 Samuel chapter number 5. Let's get it. 2 Samuel chapter number 5. We must learn to be content. Learn to be content and not complain even when facing the difficulties of life. Yeah, we must learn to be content and not complain even when facing the difficulties of life. Now, when I'm talking about being content, I ain't talking about not wanting nothing or not striving for nothing, but I'm talking about godliness with contentment is great gain. Yeah, being content or being grateful for what God is doing and for every blessing that he has given you. Yeah, for every blessing that he has put in our lives. Yeah, being grateful and thankful to him. We got him. And with him on us, with him on our side, that's more than enough. That's right, more than enough. All right, let's get back into it. 2 Samuel chapter number 5. Starting with verse number 1. We seen that it was a division. Like David going to be king, but he was only king over Judah. And Israel has 12 tribes. Judah was one of the tribes. So now we're about to see David reign over all of Israel, okay? And David is actually, you know, a king after God's own heart. But let's go. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and spoke, saying, 'Indeed, we are your bone and your flesh. Also, in the time past when Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel out and brought them in.'" Even when Saul was king now. Remember, Saul was the first king over God's people, and God's original plan did not have a man being king over his people. God's original plan, God wanted himself to be king over his people. And that's what we have to start doing. We have to start letting God be God in our lives. Don't put nothing or nobody else above God. Let him be God, and everything else falls short. All right? So, back to verse 2. 2 Samuel, excuse me, chapter 5, verse 2. "Also in time past, when Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel out and brought them in. And the Lord said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel.'" Yeah, "you shall shepherd my people Israel and be ruler over Israel." So you're going to shepherd them and be ruler over them. Okay? A shepherd ruler does not abuse. You got goat rulers, they abuse. And it seems like it's a bunch of goat rulers out here these days. But we need the shepherds. Yeah, "you shall shepherd my people." That means you're going to care for God's people, Israel, and you're going to be a ruler over them. But you're not going to be harsh because you care. Mm-hmm. A shepherd ruler. A ruler with a shepherd heart. A caring heart. We're missing caring hearts these days with these rulers in these high positions and stuff. All right, verse 3. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 3 says, "Therefore all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron." All the elders came. "And King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord." He didn't just do it all willy-nilly, but he did it. Well, he did it before the Lord, right? "And they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. So don't be thinking you too old. You may be past 30, but you ain't past 70. Or are you? Mm-hmm. "So David was 30 years old when he began to be king." He was 30. "And he reigned for 40 years. 30 plus 40, 70. Verse 5 says, "In Hebron he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah." So the first part, he reigned over Judah for 7 years and 6 months. And the second part, now he's going to reign for 33 years over Israel and Judah, all of Israel, all right? 2 Samuel chapter number 5, verse 6 says, "And the king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, who spoke to David, saying, 'You shall not come in here, but the blind and the lame will repel you,' thinking David cannot come in here." So they trying to set him up, telling he can't come in there, right? "You shall not come in here, but the blind and the lame will repel you, thinking David cannot come in here." Verse 7 says, "Nevertheless," yeah, I ain't listening to y'all. "Nevertheless, I like that. You got to have some buck in you. Nevertheless, David took his stronghold of Zion, that is the city of David. Now, David said on that day, whoever climbs up by way of the water shaft and defeats the Jebusites, the lame and the blind, who are hated by David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. So whoever makes it up there, he's going to be chief and captain. Therefore, they say, the blind and the lame shall not come into the house. Verse 9 says, then David dwelt in the stronghold and called it the city of David. And David built all around from the Milo and inward. So David went on and became great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. If you keep, you know, sticking with God and keep your faith in God, okay, you will continue to become great by God, and the Lord God of hosts himself will be with you. Mm-hmm. Let me read verse 10 again. That's for you too. It was about David, but it's about you too. You can learn. That's what we're supposed to be doing, learning from the word of God. All right, verse 10, 2 Samuel chapter 5. So David went on and became great, and the Lord of hosts was with him. Verse 11 says, then Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and cedar trees and carpenters and masons, and they built David a house. So David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel. You got to know there's the Lord that's establishing you. I mean, if you have trusted him with it, you got to know that he will do it. And you got to know once he has done it, that you got to make sure you give him the praise and the credit for establishing you, okay, as king, as queen, as, you know, royal priesthood, a royal priesthood to him, or kings and priests to God, okay? So David knew that the Lord had established him. He didn't think he was self-made, like people say these days. David knew that the Lord had established him. Do you know that the Lord has established you? Or you think you did it yourself? So David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. So God did this. He did it for his glory. And David ain't got no problem giving God glory. Verse 13 says, and David took more concubines and wives from Jerusalem after he had come from Hebron. Also more sons and daughters were born to David. Now these are the names of those who were born to him in Jerusalem: Shemua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. some names. I ain't going to say funny. They might think our names funny these days. But yeah, those some names for you. Okay? Well, climbs up the way. I'm still trying to see about verse 8. Now, David was on that day. David said on that day. We got to go back to verse 8. I'm trying to see what's going on here. Whoever climbs up by the way of the water shaft and defeats the Jebusites, the lame and the blind, who are hated by David's soul, so he hates the lame and the blind. David said on that day, whoever climbs up, by the way, they can't. I guess he hate him because he's a warrior king, and they can't help him fight. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't say why right here, why he hates it. It just says that the lame and the blind, who are hated by David's soul, he's saying to them, whoever climbs up by the way of the water shaft. So if you could still climb up by the way of the water shaft and defeat the Jebusites this way. So that's why David's soul ain't studying the blind and the lame, because he by the action, man. All right? He shall be chief and captain if you climb up by the way and you defeat the Jebusites. Therefore, they say, the blind and the lame shall not come into the house. The blind and the lame shall not come into the house, but y'all got to climb up this way. That's what David was saying. Seems kind of harsh. You know what I'm saying? But let's move on. You know, verse 17, I just had to go back there because it was something that we were missing from 8, trying to get some understanding of verse 8 in 2 Samuel chapter 5. All right? Verse 17, 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17 says, now when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David. And David heard of it and went down to the stronghold. So he done heard that they coming, they searching for him, right? Verse 18 says, the Philistines also went and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Verse 19, look at this. So David inquired of the Lord, who do you call first? Do you call your best friend? Do you call your husband? Do you call your wife? Do you call your cousin, your auntie, your uncle? Who you call? Or do you do like David and inquire of the Lord first? Yeah, that's the kind of people that God raising up, the ones that's going to acknowledge him and then inquire of him first. Not be so quick to pick up the phone and call 911. Yeah, we got to trust God. So David inquired of the Lord. He didn't inquire of man. He inquired of the Lord saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand. I will doubtless. And that's what we got to do with God. Yeah, doubtless. Yeah, have no doubt. Take all doubt out when it comes down to God. What's impossible with man is possible with God. Okay? So, yeah, go up, and I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand. God's going to do it because he is involving God in this. You're not going up there so big and bad by yourself. Yeah. He inquired of the Lord. Verse 20 says, so David went to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. And he said, the Lord, he didn't say I did this. He said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me, like a breakthrough of water. Now, yeah, underline that. That's what I'm doing. I'm underlining that. It says, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water. Get ready for your breakthrough. Get ready for it. I'm talking about like a breakthrough of water. The Lord has broken through my enemies. He's breaking through all of your enemies. Been doing that since 2020 for you. The Lord has broken through all my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water. Therefore, he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. That's where you at right now. Because we're in this Bible study and we're reading this and we believe this word and we know this word of God is living. We at that breaking point where God is breaking through all of our enemies before us like a breakthrough of water. So we call in this place Baal Perazim because God is breaking through all of our enemies. Hallelujah. Yep, that's a good place to praise him. God, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water. Verse 21 says, and they left their images there, and David and his men carried them away. And it says, then the Philistines went up once again and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Verse 23 says, therefore David inquired of the Lord. He did it again. He asking of the Lord again. David inquired of the Lord. Make sure you're inquiring of the Lord. You're keeping God first. Don't just call on God when you get in trouble, but acknowledge him. Learn to acknowledge him in all of your ways. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, and he said, you shall not go up. So this time, God said, don't go up. Circle around them, though. Circle around behind them and come upon them in front of the mulberry tree. So circle around them and come upon them in front of the mulberry trees. He's being specific with the directions. Verse 24 says, and it shall be when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall advance quickly, for then the Lord will go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines. And that's good when God himself is fighting for you. You see this, it says the Lord. The Lord will go out before you. So Lord got everything to do with fighting too. Him fighting for you. Then the Lord will go out before you. If it's the Lord fighting for you, can't nobody beat the Lord. The Lord, he's above everything, above all. See what I'm saying? So when you got him fighting for you, for then the Lord will go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines. He's going out before us, and he's striking down our enemies. And we continue to say, thank you, Jesus, and hallelujah. And David did so as the Lord commanded him, and he drove back the Philistines from Geba as far as Gezer. It's nothing like when the Lord, yeah, God himself, is fighting for us. You know what I'm talking about? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. We on this Hip Hop and Jesus Bible study style. We just finished 2 Samuel chapter 5, and it's all about the Lord fighting for us, the Lord beating down our enemies, breaking through our enemies, and us seeing this. Yeah. Coronavirus, that's an enemy of ours, right? Mm-hmm. God going to break through that too for his people. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. God fighting for us. That's what I'm talking about. We'll be right back.
I know they see you and they want you. I know they see you and they want to make you who they want you to be. I know that life is trying to get you. I know that life is calling out to you by your name. But don't listen, resist it, keep running. Don't you stop for nothing, just keep kicking. Remember where you came from, don't forget what you already know. What you got is amazing, hold that, don't you let it go. You hold the light, you hold the light. You hold the light and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a lot. You bring a lot and it's silent and they can see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing. No, it's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they lining up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I ride for you, yeah. I won't let them take you. I'll be your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride, I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose you. Fighting cause I refuse to lose you. I'll fight, you know I'm ready. Situations will approach you, and opportunities to fade, shade and downgrade will provoke you. And those you trust will start to turn to. So never pay too much attention to the things they say they won't do. And you gotta be persistent, and believe me, you ain't seen much. It's just the beginning. More walking, slow to speaking, but be quick to listen. Be mindful, you be vigilant and pay attention. Because you hold the light, you hold the light. You hold the light and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a light. You bring a lot and it's silent and they can see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing. No, it's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they lining up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I ride for you, hey. I won't let them take you. I'll be your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector, you know I ride. I'll fight for you, I'll fight for you, I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose you. Fighting cause I refuse to lose you. I'll fight, you know I'm ready.
There's no need to worry about them let me downs. You can count them instinct the moment you let me round. I torched it, dream shouted and forced it to move off that groove and made on the porch of your heart. I knew from the start it was gonna be war. The grounds we fighting for, the thought of you free from danger. Hurt, fear, depression, and anger, confusion, rage, and pain galore. Got me out here with my tools up, fighting with what I could use up. Lyrics on tracks with music, yeah the pain came and the rain fell down. But I maintained through the skirmish, cause I love you, and you're worth it. Yeah, you could be anything to them, but to me you're perfect. I fight for you, I'm right for you, I'm here on purpose.
And you know I fight for you, I'll fight for you, I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose you.
I'll fight for you,
fighting cause I refuse to lose you.
We don't belong to the CDC. Uh-oh, did he just say that? Mm-hmm. We belong to G-O-D. Mm-hmm. Got more faith in J-E-S-U-S than I got in a coronavirus or a vaccine. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hip Hop and Jesus. We on this Bible study still. I'm talking about. Y'all ready for part two? In case you forget, in case you missed it, part one was 2 Samuel chapter 5. 2 Samuel chapter 5, that was part one. We see where we learned how David became great and the Lord God of hosts was with him. You don't want to become great and everybody know you, but God don't know you. Oh, you scratched the record. Yeah, you don't want to become great. Yeah, when everybody in the world know you, but God don't know you. So you want to become great and the Lord of hosts be with you. You see what I'm saying? You want God to be with you. All right. We also learned that David inquired of the Lord and the Lord established David as king. It's different when you let the Lord build your life. It's different when you let the Lord, you know, build you, your whatever it is that you're trying to do. We're going to stick with life. Build your life. Except the Lord builds it. We're laboring in vain. That's building. We also learned that the Lord has broken through our enemies before us like a breakthrough of water. That's all in 2 Samuel chapter 5. We see how David inquired of the Lord again. And then we see how the Lord will go out before us and strike down the whole camp of our enemies. Boy, yes, sir, the Lord. Yeah, he's been on the fighting streak since 2020. I mean, I don't think we realizing it. Those of us that know him, we recognize it. We realize it. All right? But I don't think the world know. The world ain't responding the way they should have been responding to God. These mugs, I heard somebody say they going to ban their family members from Thanksgiving dinner, whatever, you know, Christmas holidays, all that cheesy. They going to ban them if they don't have a vaccine. You know what I'm talking about? Get the banding, cuz. That's all I like. Get the banding. Band them on, boy. I mean, that's... I thought we right. God is love. Let brotherly love continue, but we can't do it if you're going to ban somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all just becoming rotten. I'd be glad when God rolled this guy up like a scroll and that everybody really see heaven from this earth, because we think it's a joke, don't we? Yeah, not those of us that got faith in him. Hey, if you got your faith in God, you keep your faith in God. Hey, if you skeptical, you want to put your faith in God, you thinking about it, well, get on over here. Quit thinking about it and make the decision and get on over here and put your faith in God, man. Because right now, he's separating sheep from goats. Believe that. Yeah, it's the year of the Lord's favor. It's the acceptable year of the Lord. And it's also the day of vengeance of our God at the same time. Whose side you on? All right? Let's go. Part two. For this hip-hop and Jesus Bible study. Isaiah chapter 65. Let's get it. Isaiah chapter 65. Shout-outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate everybody tuning in. However you tuned in, this is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Yeah, somebody still cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo for Christ. Yeah, 2021 on. All right, so where we going? Isaiah 65. Let's get it. Starting at verse number 1, Isaiah chapter 65. Starting at verse number 1. Give a few more seconds to get to Isaiah chapter 65. Starting at verse 1. Alright, Isaiah chapter number 65, verse 1 says, I was sought by those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. What's going on here? I said, here I am, to a nation that was not called by my name. Yeah, because America was called by his name, but they ain't listening, so he's going to say, here I am, to a nation that's not called by his name. Wow. Verse 2, I have stretched out my hands all day long to a rebellious people. Can't blame God. He stretched out his hand all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good. But I'm trying to get you off of that way that's not good. According to their own thoughts. They walking in a way that's not good. According to their own thoughts. You being led by your own thoughts, that's not good. You want me to read the verse again? Let me start from the top. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 1 and 2. It says, I was sought by those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am to a nation that was not called by my name. I have stretched out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good according to their own thoughts. Do not depend on your own understanding. Don't lean on your own understanding. That's what God told everybody. Verse 3 says, a people who provoke me to anger continually to my face, who sacrifice in gardens and burn incense on altars of brick, who sit among the graves and spend the night in the tombs, while who eat swine's flesh and the broth of abominable things is in their vessels, who say, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am holier than you. Sound like church folk. Uh-oh. They are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day. Boy, I love the word of God, bro. Wow. That sound like church folk. They want to stay away. Come out from among them, right? Who say, keep to yourself. Stay over there. Don't come near us. Don't come. Don't bring that in, church. I am holier than you. I keep the commandments. Not realizing you keeping the commandments still disqualifies you. You got to receive what Jesus did for you. Yes, sir. But they sitting up there talking, I am holier than you. Don't come near me. We ain't letting that in our church. These are smoke in my nostrils is what God says about you. Whoever you are, whoever got that attitude right there. You smoke in God's nostrils. A fire that burns all the day. Verse 6, Isaiah chapter 65. Verse 6. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but will repay, even repay into their bosom. If you ain't know, God been doing activity on this earth since 2020. He been walking on this mug. He told the angels, I don't need you this time. You know what I'm saying? Told man, I don't need you this time. I'm about to handle this myself, right? Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence. Who gonna stop God? Nobody. But will repay. So he ain't gonna keep silent. He gonna repay. Even repay until their bosom is gonna be personal, right? Your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, says the Lord, who have burnt incense on the mountains and blasphemed me on the hills. Therefore, I will measure their former work into their bosom. Because they opening up the churches and thinking they going back to believing God like they did before 2020. Y'all tripping. Tripping. If you think you can, I still know God like I knew him before 2020. Get out of here. You should have seen him more clearly in 2020 and seeing him more clearly now in 2021. But no, you too busy listening to the CDC and you got your vaccine and all this other stuff, right? Okay, then. You know, get your... Isaiah chapter 65. Therefore, I will measure their former work into their bosom. They getting it, you know, in vain they worshiping the Lord. They don't want us to come up in there, right? Our generation, because we ridiculous with the faith. We radical, right? They don't want us to come in their churches. They didn't want us to come in their churches because we didn't dress like them, but and our hearts were fired up more. We had faith in God. They saw that God in us, right? Get them, Jesus. Verse 8 says, thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, do not destroy it, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. I told you, he doing it for us. Yeah, he looking out for us. This is the year of the Lord's favor, the acceptable year of the Lord for his people. I don't care if it lasts 2-3 years or whatever, 5 years, whatever. You see what I'm saying? It don't matter how long. It's the year of the Lord's favor, the acceptable year of the Lord for his people, and it's the day of vengeance of our God at the same time, separating sheep from goats, and goats from sheep. You know what I'm talking about? Thus says the Lord, verse 8, we're in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 8, thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, do not destroy it, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servants' sake, that I may not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, an heir of my mountains, my elect, not to get mixed up or confused with Satan's elite now. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob. God doing this himself, told you. I'm bringing forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, an heir of my mountains, my elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor a place for herds to lie down, for my people who have sought me, for my people who have been seeking me. Yeah, those have who have been seeking me since, 2020? In 2021, even before that, but it has changed. Since 2020, we ain't seen nothing like that before. We read about it, but God manifested this thing last year. He let us see, a manifestation from heaven to the physical. He let us see pestilence and the plagues that come on humans because of humans' disobedience to God. And so be it, Father. But I'm going to bless my people, for my people who have sought me. Right, verse 11, Isaiah 65. Verse 11 says, but you are those who forsake the Lord. So the ones that went after him, you good. Keep seeking him. He got a blessing for you. He ain't going to destroy it, right? It's a blessing in it. We just read it in verse 8. But it says, verse 11, but you are those who forsake the Lord. If you forsaken the Lord now, who forget my holy mountain, who prepare a table for Gad, and who furnish a drink offering for Mina. Therefore, I will number you for the sword. I'm going to cut you up. I'm going to number you for the sword. You ain't going to get numbered for the blessing. You're going to get numbered for the wrath. Why? Because you forsook the Lord. Yeah, you start paying attention to all this other stuff, and you left God, man. Therefore, I will number you for the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, you did not answer. When God called, you didn't answer. That's last year. He called everybody. He even closed the churches so you can look to him. He called everybody starting last year, 2020. Still calling you this year, but you forsook him. Okay. Because when I called, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not hear, but did evil before my eyes. Yeah, God sees everything. He seen you ignoring him. When he spoke to you and you wasn't even studying it, wasn't there, right? You didn't hear it, but you did evil before God's eyes and chose that in which I do not delight. You chose something that God don't even like. Verse 13 says, therefore, thus says the Lord God then. Thus says the Lord God. Behold, my servants shall eat, hallelujah, but you shall be hungry. See, if you his servant, you're going to eat. You can say hallelujah. My servants, we going to eat. Yeah, shall eat. Hallelujah. But you shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink. Hallelujah again. But you shall be thirsty. That's another thing. Ain't no eating in hell either. No. I'm talking about you constantly hungry, constantly thirsty, constantly in fire. Because what the rich man said, I'm tortured in this flame now. So you're constantly in fire. Ooh, boy. My people, my servants are not going to be hungry or thirsty. My servants are going to drink. My servants are going to eat. Right? But you shall be ashamed. My servants shall rejoice. But you shall be ashamed. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart. Told you, God is blessing his people. He's separating the sheep from the goats. The real from the fake. He doing that. You shall be ashamed. My servants going to rejoice. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but you shall cry for sorrow of heart, because you don't even know how to repent no more. You don't even realize where we was at, what happened in 2020, do you? We all go back to normal. This boy, it's abnormal. It's abnormal as a mug. Can somebody say it's abnormal as a mug? It's abnormal. They go back to the new. Ain't no new normal, nothing, cut. Your new normal is abnormal. But if you're on God's side, he's still renewing your youth. He's still, I'm talking about come with a new season right in the middle of one. Right in the middle of another season, he come with a new season for you. Yeah, he just said the blessing's going to his servants. God ain't forgot about us. You've been keeping your faith in God. Get ready for the blessings from God. He on the earth. He doing stuff. He busting up the goats. They call themselves goats, right? Mm-hmm. Then they got an acronym talking about greatest of all time. That was goat stand for greatest of all time. And like the Holy Spirit going to keep asking or keep telling you. Yeah, or ask this. How are you going to be the greatest of all time if you cannot control time? If you cannot control time, then you need to stop calling yourself the greatest of all time. And you need to stop letting people call you the greatest of all time. And humble yourself. Like John the Baptist said, I can't even loose the strap on the one who's the greatest of all time. I can't untie his shoe, cuz. I ain't no greatest of all time. You need to sit your behind down, man. Woman, children, and teenagers too. Yeah, God is up now. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart. But you shall cry for sorrow of heart and wail for grief of spirit. You shall leave your name as a curse to my chosen ones. Yeah, you're going to leave your name as a curse to my chosen. For the Lord God will slay you and call his servants by another name. Going to kill you. All that old TAR tradition and religion in these churches amongst all y'all that want to call yourself Christians. Mm-hmm. God going to slay that crap. And call us by another name. Y'all don't want to let us in the church anyway. You see what I'm saying? And it shouldn't have been like that. You should have been prepared for God to do what he's doing through this generation. But no, you want to fight against us and make it harder for us to operate. That's why we come out here in the world and then our gifts make room for us. We don't need you anyway. It's just like God. God don't need us. He don't need you. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 16 says, so that he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. All right? So he said in his servants, for the Lord God will slay you and call his servants by another name, so that he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. And he who swears in the earth shall swear by the God of truth. He's taking over. God is taking over. He is exalting his people because we are exalting him. Because the former troubles are forgotten. The former troubles, we done forgot about that. Before 22, we done forgot about all that. Because they are hidden from my eyes. We all up in God, bro. And sister, we up in him. We looking through his eyes. It's hidden from his eyes, so we ain't feeling it either. All that past, all them troubles. Verse 17 says, for behold, I create new. That's why we can't keep focusing on the bad in the past. Right in the troubles. You gotta forget about that. Why? Verse 17, Isaiah 65. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. So he'll do something new right in the middle of your season. He'll make it new. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind. You ain't gonna remember none of that former trouble. It ain't gonna come to your mind because God blessing you so much. The suffering cannot compare to the glory that is being revealed. Verse 18 says, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. You, talking to his servants, talking to the ones that got faith in him. You be glad, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. Be glad and rejoice. How long? Forever in what I create. Mm-hmm. We're going to rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. That's every day for us. We just acknowledging him. So, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem as a rejoicing and her people a joy. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. So not only are we going to rejoice and God going to give us joy, but he going to rejoice with us. I like that. Well, yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. He gonna rejoice with us. That's what I'm talking about. The voice of weeping shall no longer be heard in her. No more crying. Not in this season. Nor the voice of crying. No weeping, no crying. Verse 20. No more shall an infant from there live but a few days. Nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old.
Wow.
But the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed for 100 years.
Sinner.
Yeah. The child shall die 100 years old. Going to live to be 100. That's how God is flipping things around for us. This is his kingdom. His kingdom overrides everything and everybody else. The child going to live to be 100 years old. But the sinner being 100, even though the sinner 100 years old, they're going to be accursed. Longer than 100 years. God. They're going to be cursed longer than 100 years. Verse 21 says, they shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit it. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Yeah, you're going to get to see it and enjoy it this time. That's what God doing. He had to take us through all that to get us right here where we at right now so that we can receive from him. And this is not going to end. We at that level, at that dimension where we supposed to be at. This ain't going to end for us. And he don't need the church. You see, he's doing it without the church. We in the Bible. We in the Word to us. We get in the Word at any time and let the Word get in you. So my elect shall long enjoy the works of their hands, the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble. For, yeah, your children going to act right. That right. It ain't going to be in no trouble. That right. For they shall be the descendants of the blessed of the Lord. They're going to act. I'm talking about they're going to act like Jesus, the blessed of the Lord. They're going to act like the blessed of the Lord. They're going to behave like that. And their offspring with them. So that's your grandchildren. And your great-grandchildren. Great-great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. However long you want to keep going there. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. Now, that's what I'm talking about. It's going to come to pass, and you getting there right now, that before you call, God going to answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. I'm talking about he's going to be very attentive to you. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. Yeah, the serpent still going to eat that dust. That right? They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Yeah, right here where God got you at, you're established by him. He's going to make sure every blessing get to you. Okay? And if anybody got a problem with it, God going to deal with them. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. God put you here. Yeah, you done walked with God that long. You done made it to God's holy mountain. Well, ain't number good. You can read Isaiah 65 again for yourself whenever you feel like it. When hip hop meets the Christ, appreciate you tuning in. We on this hip hop and Jesus still studying the Word of God. Yeah, Bible study. Little buddy, we'll be right back. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Yeah, oh, well, when we come back, we'll be going. 1 Peter, part 3 will be 1 Peter chapter 4. So you can meet me there. 1 Peter chapter 4. When we come back, appreciate everybody tuning in with Hip Hop Meets the Christ.
Y'all ready?
Hey, babe, tell the kids to keep it down. I'm recording.
Off tour,
yeah.
Back up in the lab again, get to cooking, yup, going ham again. Flow like a battering ram or a man in a van, crashing into they whack rapper sedan, cause I'm mad at them. Tell them it's a rap, welcome to the rap laminate. Sever the cabbage of any rapper, hell in the bathroom. You can't stomach the subject matter we handle. If you did manage it, it'll probably shatter your abdomen, dawg. I hear y'all sucking y'all teeth when you hear Christian rap like the son of God sweet. Boy, if I come at y'all, you know what I could've done to y'all. If I wanted, dawg, wouldn't none of y'all eat.
Real talk.
Broken the game like a cat burglar. The rap Nat Turner with a habit to wrap circles around you. But you never heard of me, so I understand when you laugh. But just know I can murder these rap cats that you have heard of.
The hardest part of this is not to bury you. Part of me don't want it, but the other part is daring you. Feeling froggy, take a leap like a skydiver. I promise I'ma catch your body like a parachute. You know how... Y'all ready?
Hey, babe, tell the kids to keep it down. I'm recording.
Off tour,
yeah.
Back up in the lab again. Get to cooking, yup, going ham again. Flow like a battering ram or a man in a van crashing into they whack rapper sedan, cause I'm mad at them. Tell them it's a rap, welcome to the rap laminate. Sever the cabbage of any rapper, hell in the baphomet.
Yeah.
You can't stomach the subject matter we handle. If you did manage it, it'd probably shatter your abdomen, dog. I hear y'all sucking y'all teeth when you hear Christian rap like the son of God sweet. Boy, if I come at y'all, you know what I could've done to y'all. If I wanted, dog, wouldn't none of y'all eat.
Real talk.
Broken the game like a cat burglar. The rap Nat Turner with a habit to wrap circles around you. But you never heard of me, so I understand when you laugh. But just know I can murder these rap cats that you have heard of.
Yeah.
The hardest part of this is not to bury you. Part of me don't want it, but the other part is daring you.
Daring you.
Feeling froggy, take a leap like a skydiver. I promise I'ma catch your body like a parachute.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is keeping it positive, even with guarding it. If not, it'd be more people involved in it. Just know this not hip-hop in a lesser form. It's truth music, harder to make, but it's better form.
Yeah.
I could have been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chilling, lucky you. I could have been on that side, lucky you. But the flow got bad. Lucky you.
Yeah.
If I just felt like they just had to know,
no.
And realize that if I wanted I could go,
go.
Kill everything on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you. Hi guys, I've arrived, it's me, the Bible guy. I was only trying to shine this little light of mine, trying to give sight to blind, trying to rewire minds line for line so they could be everything God designed. Why would God try me like I couldn't if I decide to put them in dirt and give them this work 9 to 5? Rifle is the Eiffel, willing and ready to snipe at any guy you idolize, bombing like I am Mike Witt, Al-Qaeda type is, kill a rival with this mic of mine, simple as pile driving a knife into a slice of pie, and not the MacGyver type, Michael Myers side, every line of beside this binder of mine could be homicide. See, I've been cool, but you've been doing too much lately, thinking you can play me like I'm some tuba and ukulele. Better watch how you be doing that newborn Jewish baby. I could do to you for him what Slim would do to you for Haley.
Don't do it.
I'm telling y'all, I've been hella calm lately. Don't get your head neck and all severed on HD. Reppin' God in heaven, y'all can never Kanye me. And you ain't got the answers, but you can never sway me. I still rep what I've been reppin', is God gang.
Gang.
I kill flesh with a big weapon, I'm John Wayne.
Yeah.
God over money, boy, we don't come to work to play.
Oh,
you thought Christian rap was soft, you gon' learn today.
Yeah.
I could have been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chillin', lucky you. I could have been on that side, lucky you.
Yeah.
But the flow got baptized, lucky you.
Yeah.
If I just feel like they just had to know,
no.
And realize that if I want it, I could go,
go.
Kill everything on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you.
Lyrically preaching with speaking, I'm reaching the lost. Gotta carry my cross everywhere that I go. The fear of the Lord, the beginning of knowledge. But since they got college, they thinking they know more than my God who was here. From the beginning, no limit, he reigned. Forever and ever defeated the devil when he sent his son on the cross where he hanged. Yeah. Then he gave us new vision for heart circumcision by sanctification. So now we living through Christ, fulfilling the purpose we giving with no hesitation. Light of the world, we unashamed. Sold out for God and we bearing their fruit. So compromised, but we recognize that only be saved when we give them the truth. Yeah. And so that's all that we give them. Be how to call them or play in the middle. Deny your physical, walk in the spiritual. God got the power, ain't nobody realer. But back to the matter at hand. This is why bottom, we taking a stand. Got our foundation, we pray for the nation that they will repent and start worshiping man. Yeah, cause when you worship man, you worship Satan himself. Who always wanted to be like God, that's why he got kicked out. I pray that you turn from sin and turn to Jesus, cause he the only way. Listen, sit and I look at the news. They robbing, they raping, they killing. Satan got this world so confused. No self-control, they act out for feelings. They ban us from praying in school. They wonder what's up with the youth. How this teaching about evolution, the waste of your time, cause Jesus the truth. You need him, his word is the proof.
It is.
How you think we were converted? Overseas, they dying for Christ.
They
get killed on their knees while they worship. Then look at America. American churches. Listen, I'm preaching that money is blessings. Like you got the favor of God.
I do.
As long as you whipping the Lexus. But know that these worldly possessions gon' pass away like this flesh that we live in. You really want life, then turn to the Christ. Fully surrender, give in. Once you're born again, you won't fit in. They'll see you and notice the difference. Endure to the end, you'll be saved. Through Jesus, we go in the distance. Endure to the end, you'll be saved. For Jesus, we go in the distance.
For Jesus, we go in the distance.
Yeah, that's right. No matter what the world try to tell us, we still trusting and believing in the word of God.
All right.
Cause we know Jesus is the way, truth, and the life. And no man can get to the Father except through him. You must be born again to see the kingdom of God.
Right.
And any man in Christ is a new creature with new desires and new ways.
That's right.
Yeah.
Endure to the end, you'll be saved. For Jesus, we going the distance. Yeah. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hip Hop and Jesus. Bible study. We still on it. Part 1 was 2 Samuel chapter number 5. Part 1. 2 Samuel chapter number 5. It was real good. Part 2 was Isaiah chapter 65. It got even real gooder. Oh, that ain't right. Oh, my bad. It was better. It was real good, too. It was even better. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Isaiah 65, man. Then, right now, let's go to part 3. Final part for this episode. 1 Peter chapter 4. Let's get it. 1 Peter chapter 4. Starting at verse 1. Yeah, we on this Bible study. Yeah, hip-hop and Jesus. That's what we got going on. All right. So let's go. 1 Peter chapter number 4. Make sure you go to the Peter with the 1 in front of it. All right, because there's two of them. So go to 1 Peter chapter number 4. And it's towards Revelation. The right is before Revelation, you know what I'm saying? I think it's before John too. But going towards the back, you won't miss it. A few books in front of Revelation will be 1 and 2 Peter. So we're going to 1 Peter and chapter number 4. Starting at verse 1, give you a few more seconds to get there. Hip Hop and Jesus Bible study. Again, shout outs to you, much love to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in, yes sir. Yes, ma'am, however you tune in, endure to the end, you'll be saved. For Jesus, we are going. We going all the way. Yeah, we going to go all the way in. We going all the way out for him, too. Yeah, whatever he say, we putting our all into it. Yeah, put our all into him. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of people put their all into their 40-hour-a-week job. What else you going to... How you put everything in your job and then talking about I'm going to put my all in Jesus? What? You're going to have to do something else. You got your job in the wrong place. You got to put your God in the right place. You know what I'm talking about? God is the source. We be tripping. Look how much effort and how much energy we put into all these resources and not the source. And he made it easier for us. He told us, whatever you do it unto him. Acknowledge him in all of your ways is what God told us. Acknowledge him in all of our ways. Now, it's up to us if we do that, and it's not God's fault if we don't obey him. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1 says, therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Yeah, denying the fleshly desires. Mm-hmm. Laying aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us or so easily trips us up, right? You know what it is that so easily trip you up? You got to lay it aside. So Christ suffered for us in the flesh. So we're going to have to suffer for him in the flesh. Arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Right? Walk in the spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 2 says that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. It becomes a battle. It becomes a war. Because you got everything in this world catering to the lust of the flesh. Yeah, the lust of men. Look at this verse. Let's read it again carefully. That he no longer should live the rest of his time, because you're born again. So you can't live the rest of your time in the flesh for the lust of men. That's all the world caters to, the lust of men, the lust of our flesh. But we're going to live for the will of God. Mm-hmm. That's more important. Verse 3 says, for we have spent enough of our past life in doing the will of the Gentiles. We spent enough of our past life in the flesh doing what the flesh wants, doing what, you know, the lust of men, giving into the lust of men. We spent enough time in our past life in doing the will of the Gentiles. When we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. He just went on ahead and called it out. When we used to do this, right? Verse 4 says, in regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dispensation, speaking evil of you. See, when you're born again of God, you will not continue to do the same things that you used to do. You will not continue to see life like you used to see it. You won't see it as everybody else see it that's in the carnal head. Everybody else that's caught up in their flesh and in the lust of humans, you won't see it the same. Okay? They're going to start calling you strange. Yeah, you born again. You got a God gave you a new nature, right? Now you want to please him. You living for the will of God. Verse 4 says, in regard to these things that we used to do, they think it's strange now that you do not run with them. You don't even hang out with us no more, right? In the same flood of dispensation, the flood of dispensation, getting you off. It's a whole flood of it because that lust. The world caters to the lust of men. It's a flood of dispensation. Speaking evil of you now because you don't hang with them no more, right? They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. Though. So you ain't got to worry about that. Why? Because they're going to give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. I told you, God been walking on the earth since 2020. In case you didn't know that, you've been on this mug, cuz. You've been doing stuff. He's been manifesting. You can see him. We can see him clearly. If you've been using faith in him, or if you just put your faith in him, you can see him clearly. All right? So they're going to give an account to him who is ready. He's ready to judge. He's ready to judge the living and the dead. Mm-hmm. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. Now, let's read that verse again. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 6. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead. Nobody got an excuse. That they might be judged according to men in the flesh, right? But live according to God in the spirit. We living according to God in the spirit. They be telling you not to judge, but they really be judging you, though. You ain't know that, did you? Because you come around and you start talking about Jesus and you start pointing out that sin is wrong, and then they talking about, don't judge me, but they really judging you. You ain't even know that, did you? They really judging you. They looking at you, trying to see where you fall short at. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. But don't worry. The one who ready to judge them, okay. He right there. They going to give an account to him who is ready to judge. And he ready to judge the living and the dead. So the gospel preached to the dead. Mm-hmm. That they might be judged according to men in the flesh. But live according to God in the spirit. We're going to live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Scratch the record. Bam. Because we don't seem to think that the end of all things is right here. We seem to think that we're going to get to see our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren grow up and all that stuff. We don't know. God can come back at any time. Right? Can send Jesus back at any time. But the end of all things is at hand. The end of all things is at hand. And it's been at hand. The end of all things been at hand since they wrote this scripture. And you know they wrote the scripture a long time ago, right? Okay, then. But the end of all things is at hand. Still now, 2021. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. The end of all things is at hand. Everything ended in 2020. Mm-hmm. All that. We went to another dimension. Those who were close to God, we got even closer to God. Those who were far apart from God, they even further away from God. I told you, going into different dimensions, the end of things is at hand. It ended in 2020. Yeah. Therefore, it says, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins, but you can't have fervent love for one another if your family members are banning you from coming to celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas with them because you ain't got no vaccine. Mm-hmm. That's what they're going through now. That's what they're doing. How are we going to let brotherly love continue is what God said do. If I got to stay 6 feet away from you or 3 feet or put a mask on and hide from you, oh, you look at me strange because I ain't got no vaccine, and I look at you strange because you took the stupid vaccine that they only approved it with the quickness with the emergency, and you can't even sue them if something go wrong, and it been serious side effects, and you can't even sue them. Why? Because they already let you know it's an emergency approval, so you cannot sue us. Just get this stuff in you. Get this poison in you. Yeah, but somebody that preaching like this, you think he sound crazy, but you believe Fauci them. And they got holes all in their theories. You believe them, though, right? Well, somebody said, I'm going to believe the truth. Yeah, I'm going to believe the truth, the spirit of truth. And when he's speaking, I'm going to listen. So back over here, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, but the end of all things is at hand. Fauci them ain't telling you that. Fauci them telling you, get a vaccine and you can save your life. The Bible telling you Jesus is your savior. But you don't believe that no more. You listening to Fauci them, right? CDC and all them, yeah, whatever. But the end of all things is at hand. That's what the Holy Spirit's saying. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love. Above all things now. Above knowing that the end of all things is at hand. Above being serious and watchful in your prayers. Above all things, have fervent love. Because we ain't making it without love. Have fervent, hot love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. And love is not just words, it's action. Verse 9 says, be hospitable. Look at that, that's love. Being hospitable, showing that you care, right? Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. Yeah, be hospitable and keep the grumbling to yourself. As each one has get rid of the grumbling. Don't even keep it to yourself. Get rid of the grumbling. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another. You got a gift, I got a gift. You got a gift, I got a gift, they got a gift, she got a gift, he got a gift, okay? As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whatever your gift is, I know I got the gift of encouragement, so I use it. Yeah, I encourage you. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God, right? You might be hospitable. You see what I'm saying? Do whatever it is your gift, whatever your gift is. Minister it to one another. Mm-hmm. Verse 11, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. The oracles of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as the ability. Let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. That's what we're going for. That in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Everything that you are doing, God should be getting glory from. If he ain't getting glory from it, then you must not be doing it. You must not, don't need to be doing it, right? In all things, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. He the only one gets the glory. He the only one. Why you hang on to man's words more than you hang on to God's words? And you see man failing in front of you. You see man messing up. You see man poisoning. You see man don't know which way to go. Don't know what to do. Coronavirus came out of nowhere, right? And then they came out with a vaccine out of nowhere 9 months later. And you taking it? Go ahead. Stuck on stupid is what I'm going to call you. And I dare you, you can call in. I mean, I ain't hard to find. I'm when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Google it. The call-in number every time we live, 563-999-3702. Call in, push 1. You want some of this fire.
I dare you cowards to call in if you got anything to say about me or about somebody who pushing not getting the vaccine. Call in over here, because it's the kingdom. This the authority. I got all the authority over the. I got the authority over all the power of the devil. So if you call in here acting like Satan, you're going to get chopped up with the sword of the spirit. And I know how to use it. The weapons of our warfare are not mighty. Are not carnal, but they are mighty. Yeah, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in Christ for the pulling down of the strongholds of the devil. Okay? So you call in here and you think you let the devil trick you, and you call in here and talk noise to somebody who, when he speak the oracles of God coming out of his mouth, and I know this because God doing it, not because of nothing I'm doing. I ain't bragging on myself, but if you mad or jealous of me boasting in my God, that's your problem. I ain't going to stop boasting, though, in my God. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't going to boast in nothing in this world. I'm going to crush everything else, but I'm going to exalt my Father. Yeah, that's just me, though. But that's me, though. You know what I'm talking about? So, we got to do everything so that God can be getting glory through it. You know what I'm talking about? In the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 12 says, but it says, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. Don't think it's strange. When fiery trials come now, we specialize in that thing now. Yeah. Do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial. Don't be focusing on the fiery trial. Look at what he's saying about the fiery trial. Do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial. It's not a strange thing, which is to try you as though some strange thing has happened. It's not strange. There ain't nothing strange happening to you. Okay? But it says rejoice. So when the fiery trial, which is to try you, comes, it says rejoice. Don't think it's strange. Don't think God don't love you. It says rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings. Think about it. Rejoice to the extent that you partake in Christ's sufferings. You suffering like Christ did. And the only reason you suffering is because of Christ. Yeah, being like Christ. He suffered. That when his glory is revealed. So the suffering can't compare to the glory. And the suffering don't last forever. But the glory, oh yeah, that's going to last. So that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy when his glory is revealed. You're going to be glad with exceeding joy. So stay in the trial and let God do what he got to do. And the sooner you do that, the sooner your trial can be over. You let God do what he do. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, if you are disrespected for the name of Christ, blessed are you. If you are disrespected, dismissed, looked over for the name of Christ, you are blessed. For the spirit of glory, look at this. It's only happening because the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. That's why you have to stay in the word. It lets you know that you ain't crazy, that you are on the right path. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, you are blessed. If you are disrespected for the name of Christ, you are blessed. For the spirit of glory and the spirit of God rests upon you. On their part, he is blasphemed. But on your part, he is glorified. Remember, on their part, they blaspheming God. But on your part, you glorifying God. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yeah, don't be nosy. Busybody all in somebody else's business. Can't wait to check Facebook to be all in somebody, all on somebody else's page. You busybody. All right, stop it. In other people's matters. Verse 16 says, yet if anyone suffers as a Christian. Okay, that's one time where you will see Christian in here. And one of the disciples referring to those that follow Christ as Christians. That's one time. That's the only time that you're going to see it used by one of the disciples. The other two times that the word Christian is in the Bible is when outsiders are calling the followers of Christ Christians. But we all know that Peter, this first Peter we in, we know Peter was a disciple. We know Peter was the definition of Christian.
Some of us are the definition of Christians, but most of us are the title Christian. Yeah, I say it again. Some of us are the definition of Christian. We hear and do, right? We follow Christ. Some of us, well, most of us are just the title Christian. Yeah, punch a clock. Say, I checked in. I went to church Sunday, but you didn't pick up your Bible none that week, did you? But yeah, you're a good Christian, ain't you? Yeah, if anyone suffers as a Christian, a follower of Christ, let him not be ashamed. If you're suffering for following Christ, don't be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. Just like the Hebrew boys, just like Daniel, just like Paul, and just like Big Brother Jesus. Don't be ashamed, but glorify God. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. See what happened last year? I don't even want to go to none of these scary churches that don't open their doors up now. I ain't going. Shoot. You know what I'm talking about? So the time, look at this. The end of all things in verse 7. Verse 17 says, for the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? The Holy Spirit let us know last year, in 2020, if this is the way that the people, look at the people that believe in God, right? Look how they react to a pestilence that God allowed to be on earth. Look how they act. All that naming Jesus and naming that God is bigger than everything until 2020, then they ain't even preaching that God greater than coronavirus. They ran. Even if they preached it, I ain't hearing it because I look at your actions. You ran and closed your door and started listening to the government, and you listen to Fauci them too. Instead of listening to God and empowering the people at the critical time, the most critical time when people could have been drawn into the kingdom. Y'all ran and was scarier than the people. Y'all outran the world. But y'all plunk behind, man. Scary people. Talking about I'm a Christian, but you scared of, you scared. I'm a Christian. You'll swing on somebody like me, but you scared to swing on Satan. You ain't no Christian. Yeah. You punk. That's what you are. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Because the righteous one is scarcely saved. Because there ain't none that do good. God looked down and he said, ain't nobody that do good that seek him. All of us guilty. We. But thank God for Jesus. Yeah, scary. Scary mirror them. But yeah. Verse 19 says, therefore let those who suffer according to the will of God. If you're suffering according to the will of God, commit your souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God, not talking about suffering according to something that you put on yourself. We're talking about suffering according to the will of God. Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. Father, thank you for your scriptures. Thank you. Let them produce glory for you, Father. You bless us. You already blessed us through the scriptures. Let your kingdom come and your will be done, Father. Increase so that you can get the glory. Let us give it to you in the name of Jesus. I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yeah, we finished, man. You are tuned into with hip-hop, when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shout-outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hip-hop and Jesus Bible study. We done, son. First part was 2 Samuel chapter 5. That was part 1. 2 Samuel chapter 5. Part 2, Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65 for part 2. And part 3, 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4. You know what I'm talking about? Again, hit us up for the video footage. Subscribe to the channel, When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ on YouTube. For the video footage, you know what I'm talking about? That comes out on Sundays. When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ, subscribe to the channel on YouTube. Yeah, YouTube, When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. All right? Instagram, @Joshua Oasis Grant. You know what I'm talking about? get at you next time when hip hop meets the Christ.
Done, son.
Yeah. Come on. Blame God. Blame God. That's right. Come on. Blame God. Blame God.
Dropping the bomb, BBJ sanctified Don, call the yarn off guard. No accord, all y'all, didn't I? Humbug, fat track, soup you like a drug. Rotate the love, I'm about to rule in a minute. Grave the dug, all you got to do is lay in it. Profile of a thug, it's the worst, like a curse. You doomed, you done. Ruin up for one, gotta pray. Mad prayer, haters, jealous today. It's gonna take more than that for you to hit them a praise. Jesus, give them the praise for the great things he has done. None can stop, we as one. Gospel back for a rule like Voodoo Rantan. Open your eyes and recognize who I am, son. Cause the Christ and Jiggy lace the nights flow tighter than the fight, like the five for life. Don't be mad cause I'm fat like that. Don't be mad cause I'm blessed like that. Don't be mad cause your style is wet. Who to blame? Don't be mad cause I'm fat like that. Don't be mad cause I'm blessed like that. Don't be mad cause your style is wet. Who to blame? Yo, I'm not your average mediocre joker, trying to be hard and be God. Just a brother trying to live a dream, y'all. Recall the work and the sweat, love and the debt. Deals with the years and all my family and peers who got wet. Regret a lot of things, never sweat a lot of things, understand. Be the man, it costs a lot of things. Diamond ring, Cuban Lakers, shouldn't intrigue us. Just the fat crack kills, real, we need Jesus. How you feel? Feel 100 bill. Or if you're not, head so hungry you can hit his stomach ground. Down the block on the real money, a little money never make you hot, just like you can get money. Money, you can get got, believe that. Easy like a nod to your mind on a breezy night. Nobody there to shine but the street light. Be like on the neutral side, representing Christ, the one you know crucified. Time for change, baby. Don't be mad cause I'm fat like that. Don't be mad cause I'm blessed like that. Don't be mad cause your style is whack. Who to blame? Don't be mad cause I'm fat like that. Don't be mad cause I'm blessed like that. Don't be mad cause your style is whack. Who to blame? See me flossing, whipping something awesome. Don't be mad at fat dad cause you walking. When you had a job, should've paid your time. But nah, you were too busy clocking mine. Now I shine like the Stratus, Joker's mad at us. My whole team get more cream than Bang Bandits. G-O-S-B-E-L, I'm preaching that. Land Cruiser, fully loaded, I'm peeping that. Credit, forget it, co-signer, never that. I wanted daddy cash to carry, give me that. 20 years, poor black, now I'm fat. Non-believers, where they at? I shut that trap. Heart attack, BBJ, got mad flavors. Cause of Jesus, we just stacking paper. Buy the truck clothes on silk sheets, I know it's like the president. Order what you want, I own the restaurant. The capital G-O-D, be the glory. Universal concussion, end the story. Don't be mad cause I'm fat like that. Don't be mad cause I'm blessed like that. Don't be mad cause your style is whack. Who to blame? Don't be mad cause I'm fat like that. Don't be mad cause I'm blessed like that. Don't be mad cause your style is whack. Who to blame?
He'll make it all right. Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
God is able.
God is able.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
He'll supply.
He'll supply.
Whatever is broken.
Whatever is broken.
He can fix it.
He can fix it.
No need to worry.
No need to worry.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Whole church, he'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right.
Woo! Come on. Wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
He's listening.
He's listening.
Whatever you pray.
He Whatever you pray,
He knows.
He knows.
Whatever the answer.
Whatever the answer.
He's got me.
He's got me.
We know He's sovereign.
We know He's sovereign.
He's in control.
He's in control.
Whole church, He'll make it all right.
You give me that joy, like a river. You give me that dirt, sweet, I never deserve. You give me that. Listen, there's a lot of problems in this world, but there's only one solution.
The world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus, man. Just look at all the fear and all the pain. Look at all the tears fall like rain. The world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus, man. Just look at the death and destruction. Look at the theft and corruption.
Cats come from areas full of the disenfranchised and have-nots. Always wishing they had what they have got, but they don't, and they think that sucks. So they resolve to get involved in the game to get fat bucks. Young bucks on the block, plus clock, and duck tops, and tuck rocks in they socks. This is just how they been taught. They think if you moving weight, then you doing great if you haven't been caught. See, in the streets, violence and death bring a silence that's deafening. Cause the hood got cold and it blows my mind. If you snitch on the crime, they'll put you in the ditch on the dime. But why? How did it get so bad? It's harder to get a good education than to get dope bags. It's so sad, but God sent his son to save us. That's the basics, you need to know that.
The world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus, man. Take a look at the crime and abuse. Take a look at the minds of the youth. The world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus, man. Take a look at all the hate and the apathy. Look how we create our own tragedy.
Crazy. I'm so perplexed and my soul is sex. Cause human bodies are sold for sex. Man in 06, a prominent pastor was found to have a prostitute number in his Rolodex. So yo, what's next? Humanity is homicidal, suicidal. The truth is rivaled by lies and idols. We threw the Bible out with the trash. And a money-hungry mentality has made many devout for the cash. According to Forbes, about 800 billionaires out there. Makes you wonder how people still die from hunger. And these are just the things I've seen. I ain't even touched on the stuff I heard about by word of mouth. This thing we call life can cause cats to weep all night. But front like everything's alright. The fast-paced rat race did it to them. And they end up ruined cause they never think to call Christ. Lord help us.
The world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus, man. Just look at all the thugs in the greed. Look at all the drugs and disease. The world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus, man. Wake up, take your cronies and get people to buy into phony religion.
Listen, yo, I've come to the conclusion that most have lost hope and can't cope. They're overcome by confusion. Look, we choke and croak from smoke and pollution. The deceived believe in a hoax or illusion, provoked by delusions. Young girls face the pressure of measuring up to the artists and actors they see in the magazine. The devil is setting them up. There's lies in the media and people just eat it up. But then they tune me out as soon as I bring Jesus up. A killer can off you, cause for the right price, his lawyer can change murder to manslaughter. You got terrorists terrorizing the populace. In 01, them NY Twin Towers got dropped on us. Racism is insane, yo. Considering God made a world full of colors like the rainbow. We fight each other over trivial idiosyncrasies. You think we see that we all got the same foe. Elections cause lots of tension, not to mention crooked law enforcement and politicians. The world is full of rotten systems. Don't tell me that people ain't hurting. The world is offering solutions, but they ain't working. I know you think I'm pessimistic. Really, I'm realistic. The truth sobered me up and I want the rest to get it. Cause the rest have missed it. Despite the evidence is that the metaphysics of this world is messed up, let's admit it. And only Christ can fix it.
Yeah, that's real.
Yo, only Christ can fix it. I'm telling you, only Christ can fix it. Yeah, yo, the world is messed up, let's admit it. Only Christ can fix it.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
We in now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, get a living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in the jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't chain tucked. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing us. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us.
Uh-huh.
You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish a mic.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor that none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fool's view. But get ready for the true church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work. But they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lies talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt